commercials off. Now back to
Webcology,
only on webmasterradio.fm.
Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Coming back from break, this is Webcology on webmasterradio.fm. This is Jim Hedger and joined by Neil P., author of 1000awesomethings.com. You know, George, all week, all month, we've been talking about the economy and how crappy things are and how scary stuff is.
Definitely.
And yeah, let's take a break and start talking about how awesome some things are. So Neil is the author of a fun, irreverent, silly, and just, you know what, simply beautiful blog, 1000awesomethings.com. Neil, welcome to Webmaster Radio.
Thank you very much, Jim. Good to be here.
Dude, this blog of yours is, well, it's lovingly beautiful. You're going through.
Thank you very much. Lovingly beautiful is a phrase I don't hear about it too often, but I appreciate it, and it means a lot to me. I think that's the goal of the site, you know, and just like you said, the economy's in the tank. You know, the ice caps are melting. There's wars in the Middle East. And it's just a nice break, I guess, to sort of throw 2 minutes into your day where you can just sort of read and talk about a little daily high, a little awesome thing that happened to you. So as you pointed out, that's kind of what it's there for, and I appreciate you saying that it's beautiful, because that's certainly kind of one of the goals of the site for sure.
Well, we're at post 400 or 847, and just so the listeners who haven't been there yet, 1,000 Awesome Things is every day. Neil puts up another awesome thing, and they're wonderful, they're silly, they're childish, it's like being a 3 or 4 year old looking at the world and going, oh man, that's so cool. And you know, like 847 is actually, for, you know, maybe some of us older people, the old classic board games. I mean, seriously, when's the last time you played a game of Candyland or Battleship or Chutes and Ladders or something? Neil, every day you come up with something new. Where's this coming from?
Well, it's a good question. I like you pointed out, we started the site just about 6 months ago, and I update it every day, starting with post number 1,000, counting down every Monday to Friday. So Jim, I do take the weekends off, to be fair, and we're at 847 now. The post originally just came from me. The first 10 or 20 I kind of wrote on a little scrap piece of paper when I started the thing, but now I'm getting them from all over. So I have people posting comments on the blog, people writing in. A girl wrote to me on the weekend, actually, just on Saturday, and she said, hey, listen, you know, you don't know me. My name's Sarah. I'm working, and I'm just sort of reading your website, kind of getting through the day at work. And I just printed off a whole bunch of mailing labels at work. And for once, all the addresses lined up perfectly on these little stickers, and I didn't end up wasting 5 sheets. And she's like, I just wanted to tell you, you know, that's awesome. And I get these little emails like that all the time, and they're just amazing. And so many of them are things I just use directly for the site. So in answer to your question, where do I get the ideas? I steal them.
Well, people are giving them to you. You're watching the look of delight on a kid's face when they're in the park, or, you know, when old people wave at you when you walk past on the street.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's just those little things. It's just trying to make people, you know, see and remember that there's something cool about old, dangerous playground equipment. There's something fun about building a stack of pancakes that looks just like the front of the sort of pancake batter box. If someone walks by and says, I'm throwing a load of laundry in, do you have any dirty clothes that I can throw in this batch? It's like, that's awesome. You know, I don't have to do laundry now. Using rock, paper, scissors to settle anything, when you get the milk to cereal ratio perfect in your breakfast, little things like that, and just trying to sort of, I'm just a guy trying to remind myself of the simple things in life, and I appreciate you saying it's lovingly beautiful, because
there's a reason I'm saying
it's just
that.
About talking about these little things, and it's fun for me. It's as fun or more fun for me to do it, so I appreciate the kind words.
Well, I totally relate to the woman who wrote you and said that this blog gets her through the day. I've had like many a shitty day when I just needed to feel better about something, and your blog does it for me. People, go look at 1000awesomethings.com. You're going to love what you see there, and you know, should, you know, read it on the weekend until you get to the last post, and then read it every day, because you'll spend the day chasing back and feeling good about being, well, being human again. Neil, thank you so much for taking time to join us on Webmaster Radio.
Absolutely, no problem. And I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity. So thank you so much to you, Jim.
Well, thank you to what you've brought to like my life and like your readers. Dude, be well.
You too.
That was Neil P., author of 1000awesomethings.com. Friends, I'm serious. You got to go look at this. It's a beautiful thing. This is Webcology on webmasterradio.fm. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break.